Master Scheduling Terminology and Grid. Here we differentiate the terms Master Schedule and the Master Production Schedule, MPS. Although these terms are related, there are clear differences between them. The Master Scheduling Grid is also introduced. After that, we present some additional Master Scheduling terms. Master Schedule. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a Master Schedule as follows. A format that includes time periods, dates, the forecast, customer orders, projected available balance, available to promise, and the master production schedule. It takes into account the forecast, the production plan, and other important considerations such as backlog, availability of material, availability of capacity, and management policies and goals. The basic elements of the master scheduling grid, as shown in Exhibit 4-8, are the forecast for the periods in the planning horizon, customer orders booked, the projected available inventory balance. Beginning inventory is also shown. Inventory that is available to promise, ATP, to customers. The MPS. The master scheduling grid usually includes information on the lot size, safety stock, and time fence policies, not shown here, used in master scheduling. Master production schedule. A master production schedule is used by many organizations to synchronize their operations and become more efficient. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Master Production Schedule, MPS, as follows. A line on the Master Schedule grid that reflects the anticipated build schedule for those items assigned to the Master Scheduler. The Master Scheduler maintains this schedule, and in turn, it becomes a set of planning numbers that drives material requirements planning. It represents what the company plans to produce, expressed in specific configurations, quantities, and dates. The MPS is not a sales item forecast that represents a statement of demand. It must take into account the forecast, the production plan, and other important considerations such as backlog, availability of material, availability of capacity, and management policies and goals. The master production schedule is the key output of master scheduling. It specifies how the product will be supplied to meet the future demand. The MPS takes into account the sales and operations plan, capacity limitations, production costs, resource considerations. The master production schedule determines how many of which components are needed to build each end item in the master schedule by referencing each item's bill of material, BOM. This is called exploding the BOM. If the MPS describes output as a number of units of an average final product, then it requires a special bill of material called a planning bill. It is important to remember that for a bill of material to support material requirements, planning it must be consistent with the way in which the product is being manufactured. Other master scheduling terminology. Understanding manufacturing planning and control terminology and the nuances of terms is important to be able to successfully navigate and execute master scheduling. Carefully defined terminology enables people within the organization to communicate clearly. Any miscommunication creates delays in the master schedule. The following are useful master scheduling terms as defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Scheduling. The act of creating a schedule such as a shipping schedule, master production schedule, maintenance schedule, or supplier schedule. Master schedule item. A part number selected to be planned by the master scheduler. The item is deemed critical in its impact on lower-level components or resources such as skilled labor, key machines, or dollars. Therefore, the master scheduler, not the computer, maintains the plan for these items. A master schedule item may be an end item, a component, a pseudo number, or a planning bill of material. Multi-level master schedule, a master scheduling technique that allows any level in an end item's bill of material to be master scheduled. To accomplish this, master production schedule items must receive requirements from independent and dependent demand sources. Two-level master schedule, a master scheduling approach in which a planning bill of material is used to master schedule an end product or family, along with selected key features, options, and accessories. Overstated master production schedule, a schedule that includes either past due quantities or quantities that are greater than the ability to produce, given current capacity and material availability. An overstated master production schedule should be made feasible before material requirements planning is run. Product load profile. A listing of the required capacity and key resources needed to manufacture one unit of a selected item or family. the resource requirements are further defined by a lead time offset to predict the impact of the product on the load of the key resources by a specific time period. The product load profile can be used for rough cut capacity planning to calculate the approximate capacity requirements of the master production schedule. Materials management, the grouping of management functions supporting the complete cycle of material flow from the purchase and internal control of production materials to the planning and control of work in process to the warehousing, shipping, and distribution of the finished product.